So we started Siman Shin Yud Zayin. We did Sif Aleph. We did part of the Mechaber of Sif Aleph. So the Mechaber Shita is like the Rambam. That there are two criteria, and if either one, if both are in place, it's a Raisa. One is in place, it's Rabbana. Neither in place, it's Mutter. So now, so the Mechaber gives a case of Ketzad. So this is going on the case of Drabonon. Nipsigal or Ritzua Ukshora. So one of the Ritzuas on his shoe, the Ritzua tore, he tied the strap back on. Nipsigal Kevel Ukshora, or if he has a rope which tore and he tied a knot in the rope. He tied the rope to the bucket. Shekosha resin behema. He tied the reins of the animal. He raised the potter. So all of these are examples of a maisa uman, which is these are cases of shalkayama. Well, for the first two are shalkayama. He ties the ritzua, he plans to leave it, but it's lav dafka a case of maisa uman. The same thing with nifse chevel kshoroi, but the other ones, kosha chevel b'dali, it could be a maisa uman, but it's not necessarily going to stay. Hereza potter, v'chein kol kuyotze be'elu kaksharim sheheim maisa hedyet, b'chol odem kershah som l'kayama. So these are examples of common things that people tie, so therefore you assume they're not a maisa uman, but people tie them to stay. B'chol kesher sheiner shakayamba, vice versa, if it's not shakayamba, im kshor kesher uman, hereza osur. Well, the tzarech mitzvah, kigurin shakosher limda the echad mishiri atara, mutar likshor kesher sheiner shakayamba. Even though it's a maisa uman, if you need it for the tzarech mitzvah, it's going to be mutter. It says it's not shakayam. The Achronim deal with the case. What's the case where you must tie it a kesher uman? You could tie it a kesher shen. It's not a kesher shakayam, but it's a kesher uman. It's according to the Rambam, that's the Rabbana. Tie it in a way that's not a kesher uman, and it'll be mutter, the chadchila.
Isn't that Nakimura on kesher shakayam that's not for kaim? That's the nature of what a craftsman does. It's permanent.
Okay, so the definition of shalkayama is not in the ability to last, it's in the intent.
So wouldn't that also be embedded in the definition of shalkayama?
Not necessarily. I mean, you could have I need right now a very, 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 very sophisticated knot. I need it for the next 10 minutes to hold something together, and afterwards I take it apart. But I need a sophisticated knot.
It's a new man on his day off, bad day. Sloppy work.
No, it's not a question of sloppy work. I need it for a period of time. I don't need it to stay forever. So I don't have intent. I'm planning on tying it.
You don't tie it to stay for 10 minutes. You intend to open it up after 10 minutes.
So what? It's
you're going to open up in 10 minutes.
Right, that makes sense. Shokayama.
But that doesn't mean shokayama. If left alone, it would stay indefinitely.
Yes, okay. So that's what I'm saying. Let's clarify a point. There's a din of kiyum, which we find by the other melechah Shabbos, and the din of kiyum by kosher and matar. So the din of kiyum by kosher and matar is not the din of kiyama, which you have in other melechahs. It's a new din only by kosher. That the definition is a question of intent. What is your intent? If your intent is to leave it there, that's called shakayama. If your intent is untie it, it's not shakayama. The question is, why is that so? That becomes part of the definition of the malacha, that there's a lot of lumdus, because part of the shayla is what exactly is the malacha of kosher? The two tzadim are the malacha. Is the malacha the act is the knot? Or the malacha is the act of combining two things together through the knot. So, if you understand that it's the combining two things together through the knot, So they still really are. I mean, there's A, there's B, and there's a knot holding together, like big spritz. If it's something which is going to be a permanent connection, that changes the reality of everything, or both parties, both pieces. So that's significant. If it's not permanent, they remain distinct. So if you understand the malacha like that, the concept of shakayama makes a lot of sense. It's not really a real shinui in the two items unless it's going to be a permanent keeper. So by intent to take it apart, so that didn't really change anything. The problem is, we'll see that there rise both ways what the definition of the malacha is. We'll see one in the Ramah. So to just get finishing the thought over here, so the case has to be over here that you need a dafka kesher umen, a maisa umen, but you just need it for a short period of time. So that's also normally, but the tzarim mitzvah, so that's going to be mutter. The case of the Gemara, it's harder, which the more he gives, it's harder to understand, according to the Rambam, how that works. The case of the Gemara was that they had halacha shayla rehilchos tuma. If there was a mace over here and there was kelim over here, did the tumas mace pass? There was a gap in between. Was the gap large enough to act as a breakage or not? So they, to reach it, they had to tie something onto a rope and lower it down. They knew how big the keli was, and they put it through and then through the opening to see how big it was. So why couldn't you tie it with a maisa hedyos to accomplish it? You know, it had to stay together for the 10 minutes that you stand on the roof and you lower it down through the hole and figure out how big it is. That's the case of the Gemara. That's the raya for this din, that a case of the sarach mitzvah, it's a mutter. Right? It's a more the mamash the last plot in the last domino of the Shabbos. Right? So the Shabbos, why do you need my suman over there? Well, why, the more says it's a mutter sarach mitzvah. So why do you need my suman over there? Okay. Baal Kaponim, that's the din. Okay, so that's the mechaber. Now let's do it again with the Ramos in the middle. So again, the mechaber said that to be chayv, there's two conditions. You need a Jewish shakayama and a ma'aseh umen. So the Ramos said, then the mechaber said, kesher shakayama, which is not ma'aseh umen, is potter. V'yesh kolkim, the Ramah says, the Sri Lahu, the kol kesher shakayama, afilu shel hedit, chayavan alav. So this, the kolkim hold that as long as it's, which is Rashi and the Rosh, like the Mishabura in the introduction said, as long as it's shakayama, whether it's my hedit, my suman is irrelevant. Okay. Now, what's the definition? According to Rashi, there are going to be three madrigas. It's going to be something which is shakayama, which is going to be chayiv, something which is kiyama lizman, which is asur, and something which is not like shakayama at all, which is mutter. B'yesharim shakol kesher she'ena asur lahatur b'oisa yom atzmai mikri shel kiyama. So some say that anything which lasts more than that day is called shel kayama. Now, the language over here is b'oisayim. The ma'aseh mishaburah is understanding that means 24 hours. So if I tie it Shabbos in the morning, I have it till Sunday morning to untie it. If I tie it Friday night, I have it till the end of Shabbos to untie it.
Original intent or what you want to do?
The normal derek or the original intent.
Right, but if I actually go and untie it, then it doesn't help me. Is that right?
Actually what?
Let's assume normal derek and my initial intent was to last longer, but now I interrupt, I untie it early. That's still called it was shokayama because of my original intent.
Right, so it'd be also to untie it. You have, whatever you can't tie, you can't untie.
Right, I said that.
Okay, some argue that the length of time is not 1 day, but 7 days. So anything less than any knot that you tie, which you plan to leave in place for less than 7 days, you're good to go. According to this, it's mutter l'chad kilo. According to Rashi, even if it's a mice omen. It's mutter. Okay. We can't say in a shakiyama when a mice omen with much of the chash of the chachila. So whatever the law is in regards to the kosher, the law is in regards to the matter. So whatever you can't tie, you can't untie. Whatever you could tie, you could untie. So they go together. Now, so then the Shulchan Aruch continued and presented his shita. Comes along the Ramah, and adds a few points. Hagah, the first point that we're in the Hagah. V'yeshar min d'liyesh yizor shul l'hatar shum kesher shu shnek shorim ezeh alzeh. Then it'll be kiyim eze mikri kesher shalomen fil b'enish shakayam v'osir l'kosher v'udin l'ativ v'chein do'egin. We're machmer like the shita of the Mechaber that the definition is ma'is umen, and anything which is ma'is umen is going to be yasser. But because of the chumra of this, even a kesher, which is only the zman, which is only the rabbanon, we're machmer, we don't know what the definition of an umen is. So basically, anything which is shnei ksor, which is going to be a double mat, we're machmer to deal with it as if it's a ma'is umen, which means once it's a ma'is umen, according to Mechaber, even if it's for a very short period of time, it's going to be yasser. So I want to tie a double knot for 10 minutes, and with the intent to take it out after 10 minutes, I have to be machmer, even though it's a very simple knot. The chayn noegim, and that's the minig. We come mokim near the mokim tzara in lochush umutala tiroi, then ala isid rabbanon, mokim tzara gosru. So that's quite a chumrah. So in mokim tzara, they didn't answer it. So a person ties his shoes with a double knot without thinking, and he realizes that he's stuck wearing these shoes and he has to sleep with them, and it's very uncomfortable, so he can untie them. If a person does not intend to tie the knot, he intends to make a bow and it ends up being a knot instead, that's not also. That's the club with no intent to make the kesher, so that kesher you're allowed to take out. That's a magen avraham.
So it's like a misasig?
Well, it's interesting in Kiddush, in other words, misasig normally would define that you had the mice number one. But we hear the shadow is the mice, it's not mice number two. I want to untie it. I have a knot in front of me.
Right.
I want to untie it.
Well, I mean, the original act was definitely, it wasn't even a shogeg because you didn't forget it was Shabbos.
Correct. That's true. Right.
So I thought maybe that might be one. I mean, I guess it's not going to help if when it says misasik, you made something that's usher deraisa to
untie. Right. It's according to. Right, you're planning to. I mean, let's say for argument's sake, the person was being over the sitter abundant of making something which is sakayama. And he planned to make a bow, but he planned to make a bow, so it's not a problem, right? So even though it's sakayama, it's a bow, it's not a problem. Right? I'm sorry, clear. If it's a bow, it's not a problem, even sakayama. But he was planning to make sakayama, and he ended up making this knot, which is sakayama. Now it's a knot, which is sakayama. She said, no, it's Gornish, take it out. That's what we're saying. That's the Kiddush of the Mogad Ram. It doesn't get a shame of a kesher because that wasn't the intent. It's a bit. Okay.
Why is the bone not a problem?
Why is the bone not a problem? Okay, so that's a fair question. Let me get to it in a second. Let's finish up the removal. What do you mean in Shnei Kesharim Zel Al Zeb? That which require two knots, it's only if you're tying two things together. If you take a rope and you tie a knot at the end of the rope, the knot's going to stay. Even it's only one knot, so it has equivalent status of two knots. So if a person's tzitzis are unraveling and he wants to tie a knot at the end of his tzitzis that they shouldn't unravel any further, even though it's only one knot, is usher. Well, there is another in the Gemara which holds that a neva is a form of a kasher. The Chalmashita is that a neva is not a kasher. Definitionally, the act of making a slip knot. So the classic aniva of the Gemara is a slip knot. But the way we look at that, when we tie our shoes, it's two slip knots. It's, you know, it's a slip knot on each side. Really, is really what it is. Never really think of those terms. The case of the aniva of the Gemara wasn't the bow that we were making. It was a slip knot. So since it's made in such a way that the process it can be undone with just one mice of pulling it out without you don't have to untie it. So
does that argue that the isur is the knot rather than the combining things? Because you can combine things equally well with the bow as you can with
correct. Well, in the instance of the Ramah itself over here, you tie one knot at the end of the rope. He's saying that it's also to do that. It's a knot at the end of the rope.
Right.
It's not mechaber anything.
Right.
So you see that's true. It could be both are true. Both things can become mm-hmm. both or in other words, either one of them is goes into the Yisr. But it seems to be that the Gemara that Madama says Aniva is. Now, there is a shita which tells that Aniva is only mutter if you don't put it. So here is the shayla. When I make one knot, so you see over here one knot, betzim, if you consider a kesher. So why do you need two knots when you're being tied two things together? Because the nature of it is that it comes out, comes apart. When I put a bow on top of it, it doesn't come apart. So if I want to put a bow on top of a knot, so if the I made it that the one kesher is now going to stay, so like what why is that mutter? So the case which would be mutter in halacha, that's what I said. The case of an even gemara wasn't what we picture as a bow, because that might be actually we'll see that that's not so simple. This is one of the shilas they used to have with the good old glila shila. Yeah, how glila shila was that even though you're only making a bow, but you're making it to last the Monday from Shabbos until Monday morning.
That was in practice. I remember in Rochester, New York, mm-hmm. they had the old wimples and. So Shabbos morning that you could tie a bow, but then not Shabbos mincha.
Not Shabbos mincha, right? So what's the problem? What's the problem with the problem is even though it's with a bow, it's more than 24 hours. So where's the kesher? The bottom one is a kesher, as a kesher which is made to last because there's the bow on top. So whereas just one kesher by itself, in when you have two things together, will not stay. But when we put the bow on top, makes it the kesher, as functional as a kesher, as more than 24 hours, it's a problem. That's what the Moor is mashal, that there was no time limit on the bow. Wasn't the bow, but we're talking about it was a slip knot. That's how you know that's Pshat the Gemara. Okay, there's a lot of Mishnah Berurah here. Let's see if we can tackle the Mishnah Berurah and some Berurah Lachos we have to see.
So you tie the bow down?
I don't know what I said.
So we never saw Rashi's three levels in the Ramah, right? We just saw Mutter.
Well, the Ramah introduced that something was not Mimata of Baba Yoim is Mikri Shakayama. That Shakayama does not mean Deraisa. You know, the Ramah does not say that explicitly, oh. Correct. We did the introduction. We were holding in the Sifkat Nalef. Kesher Kayama, Filo Le Maharik Shaper, but Yochalatir Baachas Miyadov Kayev, Kiman Dalia Nitzer Meyatzma. So I have a knot which intentionally is left loose. You can have a knot of an Uman, which the nature of the knot is that it's loose. And even there is one of the Gemara, which is Remeir. Remeir holds that any knot which you can untie with one hand is not chayiv. Come arguing the mayor, and the mayor say no. That's not part of the definition of a valid knot to be chayiv. So even if you could untie it with one hand, but if leaving it by itself, it's not going anywhere. That's a ma'aseh uman, and it's done in a way which is a ma'aseh uman. So that's going to be chayiv. Excuse me. Kesher Gemalim. What's the case of the Gemalim? Shenoikrin Legomel Bechotma. They make a hole in the camel's nose. Resumat Tabas Shal Ratzua. They put a loop made out of rope. Recursion Oisa, and they tie it there. Well, Amen Shalom. It stays there forever. Because you wrote to the kasha, when you want to tie your camel, hitch it to the post. So kasha ritzu arucha ba'isa tabas. The kasha bar, they put a long second rope through that loop, or they tie it to that loop. Vamashimatira. Sometimes they'll untie that second rope. But ba'isa kasha rishon, kasha gemalim, kasha shaviyam. But the case of that the Mar is referring to, the kasha of the gemalim is referring to the loop which is left in the nose that always stays there, and that knot always stays. So it's a kasha shakayama. The kasher asaponim, agamu kamin tabas shoysin min ritzua benekim b'shabarosh asvina. So they put a hole in the prow of the boat, and they put a loop of rope through there which they tie, and that stays there forever. What is the kasher miskaim? Tell me that kasher stays forever. That loop stays there, tied. Shiroitzel hamida, when you want to stop the boat, kosher ritzua ba'isa tabasu mamin po. So you attach a second rope to that loop, and you use that to hold the boat. Shiroitzel hatira, you want to let the boat go. Mata ritzua v'noilo, you untie that second rope, and you take it away. And now, b'doisa kesher rishon shel tabasu kesher saponim. When you're referring to kesher saponim, referring to that knot of the loop which stays there forever. Or the third example was the knot the person who's making the shoe, the shoemaker is making, that he makes in the process of making the shoe, he has to tie certain things together, and those stay. The knots that you make as you are making the actually making the shoe. So that which keeps the ritzua attached to the shoe, that the ritzua doesn't come out, was the kesher, and that kesher stayed there. That's so all of those
keeps the ritzua attached to the what?
The shoe. Okay. So that's the first sheet that comes from the Ramah. The Ramah says that some say that as long as it's shakayama, the fact that it's a head yet, that doesn't make a difference. No kasher. Hey, hanushen darker lahatir la'olam v'chinal. So as long as it's normal to keep it there forever, that's going to be chayiv. B'deizu pliga machaber. This opinion will argue on the Shulchan Aruch in the second case. B'sheinu shakayama b'hu ma'ase hedyit v'yidai shashi yizkayim akesher eiz hazman. So it was not shakayama and it was ma'ase hedyit. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. But according to this opinion, since it was that yizkayim akesher eiz hazman, he was planning to leave it there for some period, intermediary period of time. The mechaber mutter l'deizu pater v'loser. Damiksas the kesher shakayama. So Chazal asked it mirabban according to this opinion, since the only criteria for chiyuv is kayama, and this is kayama to some extent, Chazal asked it, irregardless of the fact that it's a ma'aseh hedyit. Val zeh koi hani trei yesharmim shebi Ramah. The Ramah then brings. After he brings the Yeshkolk, he brings the Yesharman.
You just said that this is Hanush Ein Dark Latir Leolam. Right? And then he goes and talks that about a. That it's an intermediate length. But just to find it as Leolam.
It's exactly what he's trying to explain. In other words, the remote doesn't make any sense. Yeshkolk and the Shirlah, the whole Kesha Shakayama, Filo Shakhajan is Chiyavan Allah. Then he says, Yesharim, that anything which is more than the 24 hours is called Shakayama. I mean, that's really stretching it. So he says, there's an unspoken step in the Ramah. The first step of the Ramah, he means Kesher Shakayama means Loyalam.
Okay.
Then he's saying, now there's an, there's another case where there's this intermediary issue, and then there's, in that we have two opinions, is it 24 hours or 7 days? The first opinion says as long as it's going to last for some period of time, i.e. more than 24 hours, it's a problem. So the first opinion of this middle madrega is 24 hours. But your matzmah, el lemachir, your plan is to untie it. Your plan is only to untie it the next day. But if you tie Shabbos morning and you plan to tie Motzi Shabbos, that's mutter. Miyim kosher b'leil Shabbos kodesh, v'asa latir b'yom Shabbos atzmei. Another heter, I tie it Friday night, I only untie it sometime Shabbos day, so it's not the same day in regards to sunrise, the sunrise, sunset. I will have the end of Mamash Boisa Yom. Come on, come here, Shabbat Shori, the Kapachas with Chabdal shows, Beyom Mikri. Even though the normal function of things you tie in the morning and you don't tie at night, here you tie it at night, you're untying it only the next day. You tie it in the evening, beginning of Shabbos, you're only untying it the next day in the afternoon. But it's less than 24 hours, it's also Mutter. And then, but some say, okay, Hatara and Kesher are the same thing. You know what? What time is it?
Okay, about another 3-4 minutes before midnight.
Let's hold it here. I want to, before we go to the touch on Torah, the thing, this is long beer luck over here. We discuss this issue of, I'm not going to go through all of it. I'll just pick out a few lines where he talks about this issue of something with the derech is to leave it, but your intent was different than that. What's the luck on that situation? Okay.
Huh?